Genesis chapter number 41. Verse number 53 is where we are. And I hope that everyone has your Bibles. You get still and settled. Look, it's only about 20, 25 minutes at the most. Let's put distractions aside. Let's pay attention. Let's give respect and reverence to the Word of God. This is church, and let's be dialed in so God can give us what we need. Genesis 41, verse number 53. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the dearth was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. Let the church say, amen. Father, add thy blessing to the reading of your word. One more time, cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Help me to be a blessing tonight. Bless your people, in Jesus' name, amen. And the Lord was with Joseph. Come on, let's say it with me. And the Lord was with Joseph. One more time. And the Lord was with Joseph. Now he's in power. He left the prison, ended up in the palace, and now he has been promoted to power. Sometimes this is when people abandon their walk with God because they feel like they don't need him anymore. I wonder tonight, have you sought God less in your time of power, prosperity, provision, all those things, promotion? Have you put God aside? Were you on your knees when you desperately needed him, but then when things started going really well, did you kind of drop him off to the side? Now, Joseph, real character, the Lord was with Joseph in power. We saw the delegated authority that was given him by Pharaoh. Last week, we saw the demonstrated approval. All of the things that happened in Joseph's life, characterized specification, the name that he gave him. What an amazing name that he gave Joseph. And I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but there's been some debate about that name. Some believe it means Savior of the world. Others believe it means God speaks and he lives. We're not exactly sure, but it was a distinct name in Egypt so that the Egyptians knew that this foreigner is not just somebody from somewhere else. He is someone with relevant authority where we are. We saw his companion spouse that God allowed him to have through Pharaoh. We saw the picture of how Jesus was also given a Gentile bride. Joseph is a picture of Jesus, the commanding status, the coveted supply. Everybody wanted to be where Joseph was and in control of what Joseph was controlling, the controlling stewardship. God trusted him with a lot because he had demonstrated character with a little. We saw the competent skill of Joseph, and then the conceived sons, two sons, Manasseh, whose name means forget, and Ephraim, whose name means fruitful. Hey, Joseph, he said, I'm giving you two sons. One to remind you, you can forget all the toil you've gone through. And another one to remind you, you're going to be fruitful. Hey, let me tell you something. When the Lord is with you, I say when the Lord is with you, he'll give you the opportunity to forget some things, but to be fruitful in some areas. I'm asking you today, is the Lord with you? Joseph is in power. Now, tonight I want us to look at two more principles, if you would, from the end of this chapter when we think about Joseph in power. Number one, the definite adversity. This is continuing where we left off, the definite adversity. Now watch this now. This is a big deal. Joseph is in charge. He's put in charge. He's earned that by walking with the Lord. Living for God will earn you a whole lot more than just skill will. A whole lot more than just knowing somebody will. A whole lot more than just being good at something. Listen, walking with God will promote you further than anything else will. So he is up there because he walked with God. But definite adversity is going to come, even when you're walking with God. Verse number 53, the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. The good time is over as far as plenteous years. Remember, the dream says 7 good years and 7 bad years. Well, those 7 good years ended. See, walking with God will let you experience some good times where things are prospering. But watch this now. Eventually, death and adversity will show you ended prosperity. No more plenteous years were coming. 7 bad years. Famine years were coming. Wow. The ended prosperity. And then the enormous problem. Look at verse 54. And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands. Tough times. Tough times. Oh, look, feels real good riding downtown on the king's horse with this fancy robe and this ring, and everybody's got to bow down to you. Feels good, doesn't it? Feels good when the plants are growing and the crops are flourishing, and you get to be in charge of where they all go. It feels real good. But what happens when food goes short? What happens when you're in power, but those below you are not prospering even though you're in power? How will you respond when you've got to be in a position of leadership during a time of adversity, ended prosperity, and an enormous problem? There's a famine all over the land. You know, Christian, people are looking to you when they experience problems, and they want to know, if God was with you when we prospered, how will God be with you in problems? Notice the exceptional place that Egypt was. There was no food anywhere, but in Egypt there was bread. Why was there bread? Because Joseph, operating under the wisdom of God, had stored away food so that when food went short, they had food to eat. So Egypt was an exceptional place. Why? Because God's child was there. And God's child was living out God's way in a foreign land. Listen, I'm trying to tell you. You can go somewhere that isn't considered a great place, but because you're there living out your Christian testimony, that place will be exceptional. Wow. Stuff happened here. Don't happen everywhere else. You get in that office, you start living for God, your boss will say, wow, there's a lot of good stuff going on around here we're not used to. An exceptional place. Shouldn't it be where the child of God is living? Shouldn't it be where the child of God is being a Christian? Shouldn't it be that where you're letting your light so shine and you're sprinkling your salt on the earth? Shouldn't it be that there's an exception? Everywhere God's people have ever been when they were living the right way was an exceptional place. And then Joseph was in an exclusive position. An exclusive position. But notice even before that, the extreme plea of the people. The extreme plea. The famine was over all the land of Egypt. Verse 55. But the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Help us, Pharaoh, for bread. Help us, help us, help us. They're begging. Remember, Egypt's got bread, but it's stored away. Joseph's in charge. God has taken him from being a stranger in the land begging for people to now being in charge of the land, and the natives are begging for food from him. You tell me God doesn't know how to do it right. What a God. They're begging. And when I said this extreme plea, remember I said this exclusive position of Joseph? Guess what Pharaoh said when they begged Joseph for food? Go unto Joseph, verse 55. What he said to you. Do Pharaoh, help us, help us, help us, help us, help. Don't ask me, ask Joseph. Whatever he tells you, do. Exclusive. And the Lord was with him. Walking with God will put you in a position of exclusivity. Watch this now. Where people will be looking to you for the answer because you have demonstrated that you know where to find it. Wow. Definite adversity. And it's coming. Beloved, just because God's blessing you doesn't mean you won't be in a position where you're going to have to point people to God in the godly way when adversity comes. And we're experiencing that right now. People all over the world in panic mode. I'm not saying we don't take this seriously, but people are in panic mode because they don't understand how to live life when the things that they control are out of their control. But you and I know better. We understand that even when it felt like things were in our control, it was always God that was in control. So we understand they're looking to us. Wouldn't it be something if worldly people would say to others that have problems, hey, go ask that Christian. He knows what he's done. Whatever he says, I've watched him pray. I've watched him live. I've watched him serve. I've watched their family. I've watched him lead his wife. I've watched her submit to her husband. I've watched that child live a different life. I've watched that young man carry himself differently than the rest of the world. Listen to me, young people. There is something special about being different. You can't make a difference unless you are different. So that people will start sending people your way. Definite adversity. And then we'll close tonight with distinct ability. Distinct ability. Look at verse 56. The famine was over all the face of the earth. This is what I call a widespread ordeal. Everywhere where people existed on earth, there was a shortage. Widespread. This reminds me of the universal nature of man's need for the gospel. Man's need for Christ. It doesn't matter what language they speak in, they need Jesus. It doesn't matter what country they're in, what continent they're on, they need Christ. What age, they need Christ. What color, they need Christ. What culture, they need Christ. What their commerce is, they need Christ. Everywhere on the face of the earth, there was a famine. Widespread ordeal. Watch this now. Here's what I call a wholesome operation. I could have called it a well-oiled operation, but a wholesome operation. Famine was all over all the earth. But look at this. Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold them to the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. Here's this operation. It's handling those in Egypt. Everybody in Egypt ate because Joseph, that knew what he was doing, took that food that he had stored in storehouses and sold it to the Egyptians. Not only did he feed the Egyptians, he kept the economy going because he handled things properly. Let me tell you something. God will not be a slouch in anything. Don't you think to be a Christian, you got to be a sorry everything else. You live for God. God will teach you how to excel and succeed in every area. But not just the Egyptians came for food. All countries came into Egypt to Joseph for the buy corn. Wow. This wholesome operation provided Joseph, lastly, with what I call a wonderful opportunity. Because that the famine was so sore in all the lands, Joseph not only got a chance to feed those that were from Egypt, but he got a chance to feed them from all over the world. What an opportunity! Could this 17-year-old imagine this when he was just watching sheep and getting a dream from God? No way. Could he have imagined this even when he understood that the dream said, they'll bow down, mom and dad too? Could he have imagined he'd wake up one day getting pulled out of a pit, getting dropped off at Potiphar's, getting lied on by his wife, getting thrown into prison, leading those in prison, interpreting dreams, getting forgotten, but then getting remembered, finally getting pulled out of prison into the palace, interpreting the dream, not just of anybody, but of Pharaoh himself. And now, not only is the dream interpreted, he suggests to Pharaoh to find someone to carry out the plan that the dream demands, and Pharaoh says, "You the man." You think he imagined it? You think he imagined at 17 he'd be riding downtown on Pharaoh's transportation with a robe on and a ring? Pharaoh's ring? And now he's handling all of the food and the money in Egypt. And he ain't even from there. What an opportunity. He had an opportunity to minister to the world. You know, God has trusted us with the gospel. It's treasure, isn't it? Don't we have in this earthen vessel treasure? The Holy Spirit of God living inside of us? The gospel that God has given us? You walk with God, you live out the gospel in places where it's not popular. Egypt didn't know God like Joseph did. But Joseph knew God. I'm saying live God on your job, live God in your family, live God on your social media. Live out God among your friends, young person. Yeah, but not everybody's doing it. I feel like I'm out on a limb, and I feel like I'm weird, and everybody else is living this way, and how am I going to stay? Listen, you live for God. They may not agree with you. They'll respect you. And before long, not will they respect you, they'll be coming to you for help. And people will hear about it. You think news was traveling all over the world? Hey, Egypt got bread. Egypt's got bread. Wait till we get to the next chapter. Egypt's got bread. Let's go to Egypt. Somehow, we're short. They got plenty. And isn't that by God? David said, I've been young, now I'm old, but I've never seen righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. God will make sure when other people are short, you got a supply. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to share it with people so that they too can not only eat the food, but can experience the source from which you got the food? He's the source of our strength and the strength of our life. And the Lord is with Joseph. May He be with you to give you opportunities you can never experience living life your own way. But you can keep experiencing when the Lord is with you. Father, thank you for your precious word. Use it in our lives in a major way. Give us chances to show people you, and opportunities to give people what they need and to let them know we got it from you. Give us a great rest of the week in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I'm glad you tuned in tonight. God bless you. Let's keep praying for one another. Thank you for your prayers for me. 2020 vision, Christ shall be magnified. One more time, 2020 vision, Christ shall be magnified. May He continue to be magnified in all of our lives. I sure miss you. I'm praying for you. Can't wait to see you on Sunday morning if God will allow. I love you. Have a great rest of the week.